Louisiana spends hundreds of millions of dollars every year to restore and protect the coastline with big earth-moving projects like building marshes and barrier islands. The state hires professional contractors to bring in their backhoes, dozers, dredges, and workboats to do the job. It's big business, but a new report says not enough of that money is staying in the state. And with billions of dollars coming from the BP settlement, some see that as a problem. WWNO's Travis Lux talked with Allison Plyer of the Data Center about the new report.
Your report finds that the state doesn't often hire local contractors for these jobs. Why is that? And why is it important to keep some of this work in the state?
Well, the CPRA, the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, does most of this contracting. And what we found is that only about 50% of their contracts go to Louisiana firms. And the Army Corps also does a lot of this same kind of work. And about 80% of their contracts go to Louisiana firms. So we know it's not that Louisiana firms don't have the wherewithal to do this work. Now, the CPRA is constrained because the state requires that they accept the lowest bid offer. And so that's law. And so on all their construction contracts, they have to take the lowest bid. And sometimes those come from out-of-state contractors. So a few things that would help to ensure that Louisiana companies get more of the work is if the CPRA actually offered the bids out in smaller chunks, because then out-of-state companies would be even less interested in bidding and in-state companies would be more capable of being competitive.
What does that mean exactly? Are we seeing that some contractors want to hire more local work, but there's not the expertise yet on behalf of the workers? What are some of the challenges there in terms of education?
Well, this kind of work requires folks with engineering degrees and even more sophisticated science degrees, but also a lot of middle skill workers, you know, pipe fitters, plumbers, etc. And we are hearing that employers are having a hard time filling those jobs among local workers across every skill level. So that's a problem, certainly. One could anticipate that industry could invest in workforce development for the skilled labor. You know, paying for 15-week trainings to develop more welders, for example. There's not enough of either the 2-year or the 4-year degrees happening.
Yeah, one of the things you talk about in your report is that the state is kind of missing out on some potential and that it should try to create a water management industry cluster, like a Silicon Valley for water management. So can you describe what that means, basically?
Yeah, a cluster is a set of industries that are interconnected, that innovate, that really have scientific preeminence in their field, and that are marketing their services to other areas, right? So Silicon Valley, of course, is a great example. And then, you know, what we see in Louisiana is that we certainly have a lot of cutting-edge science happening, but we're not necessarily commercializing it yet. We're using it perhaps on some of our own projects, but we're not yet turning it into products that we can sell to other regions that have these same problems.
What are some of the challenges that are standing in the way of becoming this cluster?
There's a number of things we could do. One, our universities have to really see themselves as important centers of innovation to support the cluster. Stanford totally identified itself as a center of innovation to support business and partnered with businesses to and their professors so that they could actually commercialize that science. And that's what our universities needed to do as well. And then, you know, we saw in the data that we have other obstacles. A lot of the research is happening in Baton Rouge, but a lot of the investment capital is in New Orleans. And so making sure we connect those inventors with those investors is going to be important. We also need a lot more educated workers. Our state's declining investments in higher ed is a real detriment to growing any sort of major cluster or economic activity. And so businesses are going to have to think about how they can invest in workforce development themselves.
Dr. Allison Plyer is chief demographer at the Data Center. Allison, thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
You can find the Data Center's full report at datacenterresearch.org.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Koipu Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, and local listeners.